Lessons from the New Testament, Obeying the Whispering to the Holy Ghost, by Elder Ronald T. Halverson, served as member of the 70 from 1998 to 2006. We do not know the future, but our Father in Heaven does, and He will lead and guide us if we will let Him. I remember driving on a major freeway once with many concerns on my mind, ready to arrive at my destination. As I exited the freeway, I came to a stoplight and signaled to turn left onto another highway. Still anxious and deep in thought, I was focused only on the light and my turn to proceed. But when the light turned green, I had a strong impression not to move forward. Heeding the prompting, I looked left and saw a large semi-truck and trailer barreling full speed to the intersection. As the reality of the situation sank in, I realized that had I not obeyed, I could have been in a major accident, possibly severely injured or killed. A deep feeling of gratitude for the loving protection of my Father in Heaven came over me. I am grateful for having heeded that prompting. Many times I have experienced that still small voice which whispereth through and pierceth all things. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 85, Verse 6. Following promptings has helped me to avoid disaster and temptation, guided me in directions and paths that I should go, and on many occasions provided me with words and thoughts. Mormon said, "And I do this for a wise purpose, for thus it whispereth me, according to the workings of the Spirit of the Lord which is in me. And now I do not know all things, but the Lord knoweth all things which are to come. Wherefore He worketh in me to do according to His will." Words of Mormon, chapter 1, verse 7. Many of us get so involved in our day-to-day tasks and worldly pursuits that we do not notice the many small miracles that constantly occur around us. This is one reason we may lose contact with the Holy Spirit and lose awareness of His promptings. Do what is required. When I am not feeling as spiritual or as close to the Lord as I desire, it is usually because I haven't done the things necessary to receive the promptings and whisperings of the Spirit. The Lord gives us counsel when He says, "And now I give unto you a commandment to be aware concerning yourselves, to give diligent heed to the words of eternal life." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verse 43. This is not just a suggestion. The Lord knows that unless we keep the commandments and pray daily and read the Scriptures, the world and its influences can pull us away from the straight and narrow path and dull our senses to the whisperings of the Spirit. I have also learned that I must be spiritually in tune in order to recognize and be obedient to promptings when they come. I imagine that the Apostle Paul experienced this when he was preparing to go to Jerusalem. His friends and associates encourage him not to go, explaining all of the dangers. Yet I admire Paul for saying, "I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem." Acts chapter 20, verse 22. Paul demonstrated a willingness to follow the Spirit regardless of what others said. We too can spiritually prepare ourselves to receive and then respond to promptings of the Spirit in every situation. Let the Lord be your guide. We do not know the future, but our Father in Heaven does, and He will lead and guide us if we let Him. When we are in tune with the Spirit, we will see many small miracles happen in our lives. I have found that having the ability to see and recognize these small miracles is based upon my spiritual worthiness, my willingness to be obedient, and my desire to not allow myself to become complacent and caught up in worldly and personal pursuits. We all face many trials, struggles, and temptations, regardless of what stage of life we are in. But we have been counseled to put our trust in the Spirit, which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, Verse 12. When we keep the commandments, He will tell us in our minds and hearts what we should do, that we can know the direction we need to go in our lives. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, Verse 2. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we may know the truth of all things. Moroni, Chapter 10, Verse 5. Discerning the whisperings of the Spirit does not come naturally for most of us. It is something we need to work on each day. President Wilford Woodruff, 1807 to 1898, quoted the prophet Joseph Smith as saying, "You watch the impression of the Spirit of God. You watch the whisperings of the Spirit to you. You carry them out in your life, and this will become a principle of revelation in you, and you will know and understand this Spirit and power." President Woodruff then added, "This is the key, the foundation stone of all revelation. The blessings, insights, and protection we receive when we are obedient are beyond our comprehension. My near collision with a semi-truck could have caused me serious injury or physical death, but the Spirit protected me." Similarly, the Spirit can help us avoid temptation and ultimately spiritual death if we listen and respond. When we learn to be obedient and sensitive to the whisperings of the Spirit, we will recognize the fruits of the Spirit that Paul described: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. As we see how the Lord guides and directs our lives, we will find deep joy. Helps for home evening. 1. Share the first two paragraphs of Elder Halverson's story. Discuss what the term strong impression means and tell the rest of the story. Have family members look up Holy Ghost in the topical guide. What other words are used to describe the Holy Ghost? Discuss ways to recognize the whisperings of the Spirit. Testify of the power of the promptings of the Holy Ghost. 2. Consider turning on several sources of noise, including one recording of soft music. Ask family members to identify the various noises around them. Turn off all but the soft music. Compare the soft music to the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. Using the section, "Let the Lord be your guide," discuss things you can do in your home to make it easier to listen to the Spirit. End of the article, Lessons from the New Testament, Obeying the Holy Ghost, by Elder Ronald T. Halverson.